T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is joining us this morning to talk about what may happen after the election next week. Brad, the FBI is out warning law enforcement about possible post-election violence?
Well, yes. And I think the real concern, Susan, is that groups like the Oath Keepers, QAnon, have actually even stated that if the president loses, that they're going to take some sort of resort to violence in some form or fashion. Now, publicly, I don't know. I think most people don't know about specific threats. Maybe the FBI does, and maybe that's what's driving their concern. But because there's so much unrest and divisiveness, I think that no matter who wins, whether the president gets reelected or Vice President Biden wins, you're going to have some unrest in locations where the right and the left will go after each other. You know, the folks on the right that, let's say, are in militia-type groups like the Oath Keepers, Sovereign Citizens, Three Percenters, etc., some of them as individuals, maybe as small groups, might take some sort of violent action because they believe, they have this distorted view that the Democrats are going to seize their weapons and impose all of these infringements upon them that they're not willing to deal with. You know, it's interesting because they kind of want to live life the way they want to live it. They've demonstrated in Michigan and other places going after the governor who was mandating wearing masks and social distancing. You know, totally illogical, but, you know, that's what they believe. And you know, sadly, some of the president's rhetoric fires them up.
You can look at this both sides, Brad, and you know, I've been thinking about this no matter who wins the election, because you can point to maybe the most obvious one is the plot against Michigan's governor on the right side. And then on the left side, you look at what happens over in Philadelphia all this week, or what happened in Brooklyn the other night, to see on the other side of things, what might happen the other way. I mean, there has to be some real concern just based on everything we've seen with our own eyes over the last 5 months that no matter what happens, things might turn violent.
I think there is probably little question that something is going to happen. And I say that in that to your point, if let's just say the president gets reelected, then you're going to have all the people, the millions of people that think he shouldn't have gotten reelected, some protesting. You know, will Antifa jump into that? Probably. Then will the right folks show up at demonstrations? Probably. And, you know, depending, that's gotten obviously very tense in the past, and it so can quickly overwhelm local law enforcement dealing with protesters, rioters, people carrying long guns. I mean, it's just that, you know, it sort of breeds chaos. And I think the concern is that no matter what happens, we're going to have some unrest. We'll just have to see how big it gets.
And is the concern, too, that it's not just a one-time event, but this could linger on well after the election?
I think there's no doubt, in particular, in my view, if President Trump doesn't get reelected, I think it could go on for some period of time. I mean, I think he may view a lot of these people as, you know, loyal supporters of him. And if he doesn't lose election, where is that going to go? You know, I don't know. I can think of a lot of pretty dark thoughts about all that, but I don't want to go there because we just don't know yet. But yes, to your point and question, there is a real concern about what will happen even down the road long after the election.
Might it help things the way the vote is expected to kind of trickle in this time around, where instead of, you know, one moment, one night where everything is boom, we, you know, the president's reelected or we have a new president elect, this might happen over the course of several weeks where it's okay, it's looking more likely it's going to lean this way, one way or the other. Might that maybe help the kind of spreading out of that moment of the election?
Maybe, unless, for example, it's, let's just say that it's close, but it's leaning maybe towards Vice President Biden. I think that the president and some of these folks we're talking about will view that as Democratic manipulation so they can win. I get what you're saying, Brian. I don't know how much that's really going to affect, does it not matter? If people are convinced that things aren't going the way they want them, they're going to react to that. So I just think the potential for some version of chaotic behavior is just going to happen in some form or fashion.
And if there's election chaos, could that just feed into this too? Because, you know, there's a likely chance that we won't know who wins the presidential race on November 3rd or even November 4th. If that stretches on, could all of this start ramping up early from either side?
I think the only hope of that is you should have the Electoral College vote in reasonably quick, which, you know, obviously that's how you win, basically, is to win 270 of those folks. So if that happens quickly, of course, if that happens quickly, then you're going to have the people on the right saying, you know, my guy's not going to be in anymore, and so we're going to react to that. So it's kind of like a powder keg that you can't really control. You're not really talking about organized groups from a national standpoint. And let's face it, it only takes a few people to go sideways. So, I mean, look at Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City. I mean, he's one person with a little bit of help, you know, that caused significant damage. So, you know, we'll have to see, but it's extremely volatile as we speak.
Maybe this is a different topic for a different day, but all of this talking and all of these fears that are very real, and I think a lot of people are kind of have in the back of their mind of what might happen given the results of the election. Do we ever get back to, or is there any ever hope for people to, you know, realize? I still think if you ask most people, and there was a time where most people believe, sure, they have their preference in presidential candidate, but even though the two candidates on the two sides, whether it's Trump or Biden or anything else from the past, may have been very different people, the results of the election, whoever that one person in the White House is, does not change your day-to-day life. It will not have that impact. You know, you still control most of your life and what matters to you. I mean, can we get back to that level of thinking?
I don't think easily. I think the divisiveness that we now collectively have in this country, and let's face it, if President Trump loses, he's going to take his anger and rage and argument about that he lost the election because it was rigged, you know, he's going to take that clearly for the rest of his presidency for a couple of months, but he's going to take that into his private life. And there is some belief that some of the big-time politicians that follow him, that adhere to him, will then sort of push this divisiveness because they believe. And so could this be something that has an indefiniteness to it? I think there's a potential to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.